Well, it's a big day for you, Blake. Signing. You and I talked a little bit right before state meet that you're thinking about college swimming and Oklahoma Christian. What about this school really stood out?
Well, I mean, when I went there for my visit, even before then, I had a phone call with Coach Davis, and he's a four-time Olympian, Olympic gold medalist, and that's just crazy to me to be a D2 coach, and he's doing that stuff. So it kind of spoke to me that he would decide to stay there and go there. Like, the loyalty of staying at a smaller program, even though he could have basically done whatever he wanted. Mm-hmm. So that kind of spoke to me as what kind of guy he was. And talking to him over the phone, he was probably one of the nicest guys I've ever talked to. Mm-hmm. So I went there for my visit, and it really just felt like home. I kind of went there expecting it to be a place that said Oklahoma Christian, just to say Christian on there. Mm-hmm. But I went there, and it was definitely really a spot that I could go where I could honor God with my abilities. Mm-hmm. And learn a lot, not just about swimming, but with education and stuff like that. So, yeah, it just really felt like home when I went there. So.
Yeah, you're going to be going into education. There are certain – what part of education? What do you want to do? A teacher?
Yeah, so I want to be a social studies teacher. I really, really love history, especially American history. So I want to go into that.
All right. And I take it a very good swim program too, isn't it?
Yeah, so last year they were kind of in a little bit of a rebuild, but their swim program is only 9 years old, and they already have one national champion for sure. They might have a couple more, a few All-Americans, so medalists at nationals. So they're a very well-coached swim program and very well-recruited, so I'm super excited to go there and be a part of the sprint program. So,
not the first Rodewald kid that's going swimming. Of course, older sister had some great years over at UNK, and I'm sure she told you all about, you know, it's probably tough going from high school to college swimming. It's not easy, is it?
Yeah, I am a little bit nervous. At the same time, I have swam with my sister's college coach on their club team, so I know the tip of the iceberg, I would say. She would tell me that those workouts were way easier than his real stuff. Mm-hmm. But so I am a little bit nervous, but I think I'll be okay.
As far as your senior season, you had a phenomenal senior season. I mean, 4 years for Coach Graf and company here, but this senior year really stood out, didn't it?
Yeah, the end to it was a little bit disappointing. I went into state and with 103-degree fever, so I didn't swim very well. It was definitely a learning experience, not only with state, but with the entire season, traveling as much as we were. And I think that'll give me an advantage when I go to college. I'll be one that has traveled not just 3 hours for a competition, but an hour every day for practice. So, but state was also definitely a learning experience, learning to be content and knowing that God gave me the abilities that he did, and he can also take them away whenever he wants to. And that was definitely something that I needed to learn some humility about. But the season as a whole, God definitely gave me a fantastic season, and that was kind of hard to recognize after state, after it didn't go how I wanted. But yeah, it was definitely a great season with a great team. So
yeah, a pretty tight-knit bunch. I mean, you guys pretty close, weren't you?
Yeah, really, really close. I keep hoping that the twins will decide to go to college and swim. It'd be a lot of fun to not even if I wouldn't swim with them, just to see them swim in college. So they definitely could. But, yeah, they're the twins, Kevin, they're kind of my brothers. So it is going to be hard to move on from that. But I think that I'm definitely ready for competition in college. So
now today, here on Thursday, is the military signing, and you are involved with that too, aren't you?
Yeah, so this is kind of what's allowing me to go Oklahoma Christian, is I got a four-year ROTC scholarship. So military is going to be paying for most of my school, and I'm super excited about it. They definitely gave me a great opportunity, so I'm super grateful for that.
Yeah, is that something you've, for a long time, thought about, huh?
Yeah, when I was a little kid, I wanted to go to the Air Force because I wanted to be a cool pilot, stuff like that. My uncle was in the Air Force for quite a few years. He wasn't a pilot, but my aunt went to the academy, so I really wanted to do that. Then plans kind of changed, but I still wanted to serve. Mm-hmm. So I was thinking National Guard for a long time, and then I found out about ROTC and that I could still go into National Guard with that, with officer's pay. So Super excited about that and about learning all the military history stuff that I will. So that's definitely exciting to me.
You still want to be that cool pilot? That's still possible, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, in the Army, the options are a bit more limited, but they still have plenty of stuff with aviation that I definitely have thought about going into, and I've been recommended by a couple people that maybe I should take a look into that. I still got plenty of time to decide what I'm going to go into in the Army, but I'm definitely thinking about it. Yeah.
A little weird because your days of school are just about done as a senior. I mean, they're running out pretty quick, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. It's a little bit stressful sometimes, but at the same time, senior year is less stressful than junior year, so I'm not quite as bogged down with that stuff. I'm more so just sad to leave, but needs to happen, so.
Still got some track and field to go, too, here this weekend and next couple of weeks, don't you?
Yep, couple weeks left. Track definitely isn't my favorite sport ever, but I love the team. I love Coach Shugs, and every now and then I don't mind running, so it's okay, I guess. But